Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time the scribes and Pharisees came to Jesus from Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the ancients? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he answering said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God for your tradition? For God said, Honor thy father and mother, and he that shall curse father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, Whosoever shall say to father or mother, The gift, whatsoever proceedeth from me, shall profit thee, and he shall not honor his father or his mother. And you have made void the commandment of God for your tradition. Hypocrites, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you, saying, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain do they worship me, teaching doctrines and commandments of men. And having called together the multitudes unto him, he said to them, Hear ye and understand, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but what cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. Then came his disciples and said to him, Dost thou know that the Pharisees, when they heard this word, were scandalized? But he answering said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind and leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both fall into the pit. And Peter answering said to him, Expound to us this parable. But he said, Are you also yet without understanding? Do you not understand that whatsoever entereth into the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the privy? But the things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and those things defile a man. For from the heart come forth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false testimonies, blasphemies. These are the things that defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands doth not defile a man.